Good morning, Rabbi Isai.
Studio Day of the Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, 16th of Shavuot, 18th of January, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, Protecting from Rain and Oil on Shabbos. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Blachman, Le'nishmas Yishaya ben Avraham Shimshon, whose Yatza was on Sunday, Le'nishmas Morasora Reza Bas Rabbi Yomin Akoen, Ala Sholem, whose Yatza will be on Friday.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. I don't think we've met since pre-COVID. We had some shurim on the phone, but what shall we come together again? So I chose a topic which was mainly nege on Sukkos, but since we didn't manage to speak Sukkos time, I'll speak about it now. It'll be nege for next Sukkos, but it's nege during the year as well. So on the way in, so one of the participants was a bit upset. I'm speaking about rain. He said he wants a sunny start to the day. So we'll start with a sunny halacha. It says in Hilchos Ohel, Simin Shin Tesvav Hilchos Shabbos, in Sif Hei, it's going to get to a deck chair. Yeah, if you're sitting in the sun. So the halacha is Kisei Ha'asu Prokim Kishoitim Neishav Valav Poitchim Oitim Oy Niftach, a deck chair. The question is there a question of oyel? You're not allowed to create a oyel, meaning something which is a roof which protects what's underneath it. You're not allowed to create a roof on Shabbos. It's also midrabbanon. Min haTorah, it's also if it's there for keeps, it's going to stay that way. Midrabbanon is also even if it's there for a short amount of time, it's still also. What's about making this deck chair? You're opening the by opening the frame, you're thereby spreading out the fabric. So therefore, you're actually making an oyel, because underneath that, you've now created some space which is protected from this, whatever you've created now, this fabric is now spread out, it's an oyel. So it says you're allowed to do it. The reason is because you've not made a new oyel. New oyel means to take a fabric, a tarpaulin, whatever it may be, a cloth, and spread it over a frame, but it wasn't connected yet to the frame. If it's already connected to the frame, I'm just opening it, I'm not creating something new. That's mutter. So l'chayr, this could be negated to an umbrella. Now we go to the rainy part. Yeah, an umbrella, opening an umbrella on Shabbos, l'chayr, will be mutter. There's no oihal involved, because you're not actually bringing fabric and putting it onto a frame. It's already on the frame. All you need to do is open the frame. It would, l'chayra, be exactly the same. This halacha should be allowed to be open an umbrella. So the Chazon Ish brings the earlier poskim who tried to suggest it would be also, even though this halacha says you're allowed to open a frame. Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, no, issa based on this seed. However, he says, there's two reasons to forbid it. One, he says, it's a type of a makabah patish. You're finishing off an item, making this umbrella, which was closed, now it's open, it's so usable, you can move it from place to place, an element of makabah patish. And then he says, it's because of uvdin d'choyl. I mean, it's got a shmek, it's got a shaychus with, it looks as if you're doing an oihel, even though it's not, but it has a connection with it, even though halachically it's not really, but since it has a connection, it looks very much as if you're making an oil, and it looks like you're doing a malacha. He calls it uvdin l'chol, it doesn't say oil. It means it has a connection. It looks as if you're doing something which is connected to malacha, it's osa. He says that's not something which you'll find in Shas. It's something which the Gedoyle had done after Chazal, only when the brothers came into being, that's when they decide that it should be osa. We've got a koyach, says the Chazon Ish, the Gedoyle, or the previous Doyers, even though maybe 200 years ago, they've got koyach to make a takonet that this is considered an issa mishum uvdin d'choyl. Now, speaking last night to Dudi, he was ma'ira, a very important ha'ara. Why was it if you opened the umbrella at Tefach before Shabbos? You opened it. Because there's a halacha in Sif Gimel that you're not allowed to create a new oihel. In Simin Shin Tesvav, it says in Sif Gimel that even though you're not allowed to spread out a sheet, whatever, over a place to protect it, if you already have a tefach, which is 4 inches, 10 centimeters, or a bit less according to the other sheet, 8 centimeters, already covered, there's no issa to continue on, to carry it on. As long as it's partially made with oidion, there's no issa. As long as it's partially there, the covering is already partially there, you're allowed to make it bigger. So, what happens if you have the umbrella open a bit before Shabbos and it's You've already got your tefach partially open. You just want to open it more. Is that permitted? I don't know. I haven't seen. Didn't have time to look around. Pashtus, I would have thought it's mutter, because even though Chaznish says it's also mishum makav patish perhaps, and it's to do with the fact of the choyav, it's all connected with oyav. It's not going to be more severe than an oil proper. And with an oil proper, we find even if you're making a completely new item, it's permitted if it's a tefach there. So mistoma, if you open it by joyav, a tefach, mistoma, it will be permitted to open on Shabbos. But I haven't a chance to look into it. Lachoyav, pashtus, it would be allowed.
Sorry.
Yes?
It wouldn't be Ovdin Dechol.
Ovdin Dechol is the bar. Ovdin Dechol in the Rambam is Mubur, when you say Ovdin Dechol, it's not just a weekday activity. Ovdin Dechol means has a connection with the Malacha. That's what Ovdin Dechol means. Ovdin Dechol, the Rambam always spells it out, that it has to do with the Shaykhus Malacha. So the Chaznish, when he says Ovdin Dechol means, it's got a shmek of oil. It's too much oil dick to be, you know, to be allowed. Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's a totally new thing, which is. It's because it's shaykhs with oil. So if in the Hilchus oil it's mutter, then mutter is going to be mutter.
So that means one can prepare an umbrella before Shabbos and use it
on Shabbos. Yeah. You're allowed to. I don't know if you lie on the Eruv. If you rely on the Eruv, you know, it could be a word of Maris Ayin. People might think you put it up on Shabbos, but halachically speaking, there'll be no Issa.
People might see it, think it, and
yeah, it might think, but yeah, but halachically speaking, there's certainly no Issa in having it. If it's ready, my boy, join. Yeah.
Umbrellas on tables,
yeah.
You know, in the garden.
Yeah.
That's when it could apply.
Yeah. Partially open, in like, you have in your backyard
parasol.
You want to partially open it, it could be that's weird. I'm not giving a heta yet, but it could be. I could hear that it's motel. Okay, Maisa Shoya Kachoya. This was a shayla which a younger man discussed with me. He had one of these. You buy these sukkahs, which you don't have to kind of have it built in, it's come from Eretz Yisrael, but they come without a roof. So we have this sukkah in Gateshead, without a roof, is obviously asking for trouble. So, what should he do? Yeah, so he had an idea. Post-corona, he bought himself a gazebo. Yeah, one of these, one of these things you put. The way the work is, it's a frame, bit like a chuppah, and he goes, and it was larger than the sukkah, so went, you know, it was around the sukkah, so it was open from the top, he opened it, so it was open air, and when the rain comes, he's going to pull over, it's like basically a chuppah, a bit larger than the actual sukkah, and when it comes to, when it starts raining, he'll spread over the, whatever it is, the plastic, whatever it is, on top of this whole frame, and then it'll be shielded from the rain. Didn't want to go and actually put it on the sukkah itself. He wanted it. It was simpler for him to have it on the gazebo, probably easier to put on and off, etc. And that would be his rain protection. So everything is gewaltig. That's absolutely fine. The question is, can you do so on Shabbos? That says in Halacha,
Shabbos
and Yom Tov. It says in Halacha, Simin Shin Tes Ofsif Aleph, Os Elas Es Oil B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Afilu Hu'Ara. May not make an oil, even Shabbos Yom Tov, even if it's Ara, temporary. The is the main is the gag, the roof, and he goes into various details. So the question is, you're making now a roof. A roof which is made to protect you is also to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the simple answer is no, it's forbidden to do so, he may not do so. The question is, obviously you need to find an Eitzah. You know, he wants to have protection from the rain. So the question is, can we think of any solution?
If it's partially covered already.
Oh, gewaltig. Right. So, before we get to that. Before we get to that Eitzah, the first Eitzah would be if it would be directly on the actual schach itself. If it would be directly on top of the schach, it would be mutter. If you put a tarpaulin on the schach, touching the schach is mutter. Mishabura says so in Timon Tov Reish Mem. He says there's no issa oil in such a case because oil is only when there's a gap beneath what you're doing. And here, there's no gap between the roof, between the tarpaulin or whatever you're doing, the plastic, and the schach. There's no oil. Oil has to be that it's on top of a space. And here there's no space beneath the tarpaulin. Ah, you'll tell me, but there's a space inside the sukkah. But that's already, the sukkah is already covered with the schach. Just to thicken a covering is not osa. You already have something covered, then you're putting more covering on it, it's now isa. If you've got something which is covered with whatever, a thin layer of something, you're going to put more stuff on. Yeah? I'm not talking about schach, because that's probably muktzah and things like that. But in your house, you have a place which has got one sheet on it. Yeah? You made a chuppah from Erev Shabbos, and you want to put another sheet on top of the chuppah. It's now isa. Because the area inside the chuppah is already covered. You're not putting any new covering on it. And there's no space between the top cover and the bottom cover. So where's your oil? Oil has to be, I'm creating a new place, a new space which is now existent as a result of me having put the top layer on. So if it's directly on the schach itself, it's mutter, on the shmur ratzah, it's in the top rishmer.
How much a gap should there be?
Oh, we'll discuss that soon, Be'ez Hashem. Pasha's one tefach, that's the shear of oil, is always one tefach. Pasach's oil is full of it. The shear oil is tefach al tefach brum tefach. It has to be a tefach.
If you have a corner that it's open. Let's say the corner you sit, you haven't done in the corner, you don't sit there and it's purely open, but the rest of it is schach.
If part of it is not covered, then you might have a problem. It has to be the whole thing is covered. I'm saying if the whole thing is ready schach and you're putting more on top, that would be okay. So that would be one solution. But in this particular case, it wasn't a solution because there was a gap because the gazebo was higher than the actual schach, there wasn't an eitzah. Oh, now the it is, like it says in the Machaba Sif base that we mentioned earlier, Sif Gimel, it says, actually with Sif base, not Sif Gimel, I said earlier, it says that if you have this type of case, if you already have a tefach covered, then you can continue. The is to create a totally new oihel. But there's a rule called Moisif ala oihel. That means the is to create an oihel. But to be Moisif ala oihel is mutar. That means you have your oihel already. It's already partially covered. I'm just spreading it out. I'm doing it further. I'm making it bigger. There's no issa. So the issa would be, before Shabbos V'yontov comes in, you already open a tefach of this covering, this gazebo, already put this, whatever it is, this plastic, already partially all the way along, one of the sides, just one tefach, which is not very much, 4 inches, 10 centimeters, 8 centimeters, all the way from one side to the other side, just the width of one tefach, which is not very much, have it covered, and then on Shabbos you'd be allowed to continue. That would be a very good solution. The problem I had with that was that the chiddush of the Chazon Ish, because this din, Shmuel brings this din of not making an oil, it's not just in the making of the oil, this also applies in the how you're doing the oil. You already have an oil, you have. It's really good. It's well, people don't know this. The kids play on Shabbos, have a game, they take a few chairs, and they pretend they're in a train, but they need it covered. They want to have to be. So they take a sheet, put it on top of a few chairs, and one chair on this side, one chair on that side, and they put the sheet on top, and they go inside it. It's also to do that. Yeah, there might be children, but they're not allowed to do it. You can't put a sheet on top and sit inside. That's oihel. You may not do that. So the issa, what happens if you already had that contraption, already had the kids had their chairs with whatever and had their sheet on top of it, already from Friday. Comes on Shabbos, they say, right, you want to take the sheet off. It's awesome. Just as you're not allowed to make an oil, you're also not allowed to dismantle an oil. The issa is both ways.
Oh,
so different that. How can you make it in the first place? Yeah, the hatalis is a very good shayla. Because Torah, the reason why it's mutter is, poskim say, because something which is held by a human being is not oil. Held by a human being. There's rise from the Gemara that oil is only supported by items, not supported by people. Since it's Enchanam, you would not be allowed to put the Simchas Torah thing and wedge it on top of the amudim of the whatever it is, or the bima. You couldn't do that. But you'd have to hold it in your hand, because an oil held in your hand is so arai, so temporary, that even Chazal, who said not to do a temporary oil, allowed you to, which is only so temporary, it's held by a person, that they allowed that.
It's not good. Broomsticks and put it up. Couldn't hold the tannis up with 4 broomsticks either side.
I'm not sure about that, because you're holding the broomsticks, probably also okay if you're holding them. But if you have them supported on the ground, wedge on the ground, that would be a problem.
It's interesting because by a row of people around there, it's like a mechitza.
Mechitza, but not legabadis, because I won't machmen legabadis. But legabadis, it won't machmen. But something which is a, like I said, a classified oihel. Just as also to make it, it's also to dismantle it. So the shaila is, if you have an oil which was spread out before Shabbos, let's say before Shabbos it was raining. This younger man there was rain on Erev Shabbos. It had, this plastic on top of the whole thing. Well covered. Comes Shabbos, and he wants it in the sukkah. Friday or Yom Tov, like we said, Yom Tov, yeah. A Leil Sheni of Yom Tov with Chusaras here. So he spread it out. No, whatever it was. Mishkaf came in there. He had it covered till it came. That's the Chol HaMoed. Shabbos Chol HaMoed comes Friday night. He wants to eat it. He wants to eat in the sukkah. What does he do now? So how do you dismantle it? So as Machlekes the Avnei Neiz and the Chaznish. Chaznish holds, you can just do the exact opposite of what we said. You can undo, take off the covering, the plastic, and leave a tefah. It's also okay. Just as you're allowed to make an oihel if it's already a tefah. Because it's only moisif al oihel. If you've already got your tefah, you're allowed to add on to it just to make it bigger. No, it's that's moisif al oihel. Says Avnei Neiz, the same way Faket. If you've got your complete oil and you just want to take away three quarters of it and leave the end bit, one tefach, a quarter of it left, it's also allowed because you're just taking away the tosefes oil to take away this tosefes. It's not the actual oil, it's the extra bit of the oil. That's what it is. They couldn't have a lazy to have a solution. Take it all, leaving one tefach. However, the Chaznish holds, this heter does not apply on the dismantling it. The dismantling, we haven't got this heter because there's no tosefes here to talk about. When I've got my tefach already and I'm adding on more, so I can say I've got my oil and I'm adding on a tesefes, an addition. But if I've got my whole oil there, what makes part of it tesefes and part of it ikka? It's all the same. You can't say I'm taking away part and that's not the actual oil. The whole thing is all one big unit of oil. I can't, there's no two shlavim, no two stages. You don't do it in two stages. First a tefach and then the rest. The first one is the main part and the rest is the tesefes, the extra. Whereas if I've got all, the whole thing is there already, then what part is the extra and what part is the main part? Therefore, the Chaznish holds no eitzah to leave a tefach. So, I was a bit concerned about this eitzah of a tefach, because it will only help from the Chaznish on putting it on, not taking it off. Right, now let's deal with, do I have another eitzah?
Are you finished with gazebo?
Yeah, no, I'm still gazebo the whole time, but you know, it was another thing.
No, there was somebody here who put up a gazebo which was larger than the sukkah,
yeah.
And the four amudim of the gazebo were on wheels.
Yeah.
And the gazebo was fully open and fully constructed, and yeah. All he did was slide it across the ground over the sukkah.
It's like a,
so the sukkah standing
like
there.
A roof.
Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he just slid the entire gazebo over the sukkah on four wheels. That's okay.
Perfectly mutter. That's a very good hater of Yankee saying to put the whole gazebo on wheels and then move it. You're not creating any oil. Yeah, oil is only when you spread it out, because there you're just moving, it's absolutely no issue. That's a brilliant hater.
Why you allowed to do the sukkah roof?
The Chaznish says sukkah roof is the heter is because of the din of the frame we said about the deck chair. So it's like opening and close. You're not making anything new. You're just putting it in. It's all there. You're just opening and close. It's like a door, Chaznish says. But you can open the sukkah. Right. Now, let's discuss, what's the shiur? What's the depth? What's the space that we allow? Right? What's the space that we allow? What happens if you have a gap? We said the issa of oil is only if you make, if there's a gap between the schach and the gazebo roof, the plastic. How big does that gap have to be? So generally the klal in oil is, once it's an oil on a tefach, it's already called an oil. A tefach height is oil. If I want to protect something from the rain and there's a gap and I put something on top of it to protect it, I'm not allowed to do it. As long as there's a gap of a tefach between the bottom of the whatever it is I'm putting down, it might be taking a board, a book. Let's say I would take something, a piece of plastic, I want to protect something which is on the floor. I put it on top of two pillars to protect it, and there's a very small gap between the top, between this protective layer and the floor. One tefach is enough to be called an idol. Question, what's what in this case? So Machloek is here between Rishloim Zalman Oyebach and Rabbi Yofal. Zichrenu Levrocha. Rishloim Zalman Oyebach holds that in this case, what we talked about here, it's okay if it's within three tefachim. It doesn't matter if it's a tefach gap. Why not? Because there's a yisoyb called Lovud, and less than three tefachim is Lovud. It's joined to the schach. It's just called thick and schach. So according to him, if you have a gap of less than three tefachim, you'd be okay. But Rabbi Falk holds, no, it's a tefach. Just as always it's a Shia Tefach, here as well as a Shia Tefach. So again, it's not practical in this case. There was a gap of a Tefach, besides the fact there was actually three Tefachim as well, because in the middle it goes higher. So this Eitzah is not an Eitzah. So, L'Chaira, I thought of one Eitzah, which I think would be a very good Eitzah, a very good solution. There's a halacha that, and it's also Shin Tesvav, that you're not allowed to cover a big vessel. If you have a very, very big vessel, very big keli, you're not allowed to put a lid on. Sif Yud Gimel. Beged sheshoyitchen al pi achoves lechasois leshoyitchen al pnei kulo. You have a very big barrel, you're not allowed to cover it with a cloth. Yeah. Now the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch Rav ask, we don't find this issue to put a lid on a pot. Why not? That's why. Why isn't there issue to put the lid on a pot? I'm covering the contents. That's oil. You're protecting the contents inside it. What happened? Why is this not called oil?
There's no gap between the pot and the...
It depends. Sometimes there is a gap. Yeah, if there's no gap, you're right. Once there is a gap of a tefach, then why is this not called oil? So Shulchan Aruch Rav says that kisui kelim is different. A cover of a keli is different. It's not got the tzur of an oil. It's putting a lid on. That's not included in the category of kissing, of covering. That's not what we call oil. Oil is something which is more similar to a building, something which is built. A keli hasn't got this whole classification. Unless it's very big, then it is asa. Ever the Chazon Ish, in two places, explains, he says a different hagdor, a different shah. He says that oil, the rule of oil is only if it's there to protect. It depends whether you're making the mechitzas or not. If you're just doing the roof, there's a different type of oil where you do it with the walls, which is more chomor. But if you do just the roof, it's only also if you do it to protect from the elements. If you just put it just for just to look nice, there's no issa. It's only if you want to be protected underneath it. The Poskim speak about a chuppah. A chuppah, even though it's not actually protecting from the elements, the Poskim says it's also asa. Because you want to at least feel you're not, there's a gap between you and the sea, between the sky and you, so you want to feel under it. The possum says chuppah is also asim shabura brings, but the side of it is lahogging, to protect. Now the Gemara brings a story that somebody had hani dichri, he had some animals, and he came and asked the shaila, is he allowed to put this tarpaulin or an erevin on top of the walls in order to protect the animals, shouldn't get too hot during the day and too cold at night? And the answer was, if you have a tefach, it's mut, if not, it's asa. So we see from there that protect is not only protecting humans, even protecting animals is also asa. But Chazon Ish says that's where it stops. It's only to protect humans or to protect animals. Animate objects. To protect inanimate objects, to protect wine and things you keep in a keli, these types of foodstuffs and things which you protect, there's no issa. Lahogin, the issa is to protect you. It has to be a person or an animal. So Mamela, that's why you're allowed to put a lid on a keli, unless it's a very big keli, which is a different story. You're allowed to do it, even though it's protecting. There's no issa to protect if it's only an inanimate object. So therefore, we think about it. This case of the gazebo, where he's putting his tarpaulin, his plastic on top of the tach, now it would depend. Yeah, he's not made the walls. If you make the walls, it's something different. That's more chomel. To make the walls and then to put a roof on it, is also, even if it's not to protect the human being. That's a separate halacha. But if you've not made the walls, all you've done is you've just made the roof. That means you just put the tarpaulin on top. Then, there we have a different issue. There we have issue. There the issue is only of lahogin, to protect. So now it would depend. If the person is going to sit in the sukkah whilst it's covered, then we could say that it's a oil, because now he's using this tarpaulin, this gazebo cover, to protect himself. If a person makes a hachlot, he's going to decide that as long as this thing is covered, I'm going out. He doesn't sit any longer in this place. So whilst it's covered, he doesn't use it at all. So what's it doing, this gazebo covering? It's only protecting his items, his furniture, whatever he's got in the sukkah. Protecting his sukkah and the things which he's got in the sukkah, that's not a baal chai, it's not an animate object, it's only protecting his items, his metaltelin. So such a matzav, that wouldn't be classed as being an issa oil, because is since it's lahogain on an inanimate object, therefore there's no oil. So if he decides that as soon as the thing is covered, he's going to go out of the sukkah, it's not going to sit in it, so then there's no reason to put it on and take it off. So we get around the whole problem of all this inyan, of this problem which we had, you'd be able to do that solution. It might still be kedai to have a tefach miboyjoyim, to make sure there's a tefach there, because it's a chiddush of Chazanish. The Shulchan Aruch Rav learns different pshat in the din of kisei kelim. He says kelim are, is the reason why you can cover a kelim, it's a different reason. So I think if you do both solutions together, you have a tefach spread out before, like nailed on a tefach which is covered anyhow, and then you cover it. And then when the rain stops, you take it off, you still leave a tefach there. Plus, you decide not to stay in, I think that would be the best eitzah to get around this problem of idol.
It means in the middle of the night, if it starts raining, you'd have to go inside.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You have to decide to do that. Yeah, yeah. I decided to do that. Yeah, to get around that problem. So just to summarize what we discussed, the three heterim which we thought we could possibly consider in this case, the person had to cover the sukkah with this tarpaulin, with this gazebo covering. So there were three eitzes. One eitz is to have a tefach spread out. And actually, the Shemshamskel Chosta says not enough just to have a square of a tefach by a tefach in the corner. It's all the way along a tefach width or length, a whole one side of the sukkah, the other side, just one tefach, the width all the way along covered, and then you can put it on and take it off. We said that's not 100% solution, not going to Chazanish, to take it off wouldn't be so simple. We suggested to have a gap of less than a tefach, which is mutter l'kuli alma, but it's not the case in this particular scenario. To have a gap of between one tefach and three tefach of machlokes, Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Eliyahu Fal, his son is sitting here, came from Gateshead, we came 2 days ago, so yeah, that was his shitta. It's written in his sefer on Oihel, Pi Apostle Machochma, the one on Oihel. He says, need three tefachim, so that wouldn't be a solution, because he says, his one tefach is ready also, so it's not a solution, besides the fact that it was actually three tefachim in this case. And the last eitzah, which I think is a good eitzah, is to decide not to use it, to protect you, just to protect your items. And if you do those two things together, then it's zicha okay. Thank you.